Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. To celebrate National Poetry Month, I'd like to read a poem by Phyllis Wheatley, the first African-American woman to publish a book of poetry. There is so much to be told about and discussed when Phyllis Wheatley is brought up, more than we can discuss here. I am sorry that she met with so much tragedy and died so young. The following poem seems to foretell the loss of potential art and noble intent, not only when the painter shall die, but when she does as well. She died at age 31. To S.M., a young African painter, on seeing his works. To show the laboring bosom's deep intent, and thought in living characters to paint, when first thy pencil did those beauties give, and breathing figures learnt from thee to live, how did those prospects give my soul delight, a new creation rushing on my sight? Still, wondrous youth, each noble path pursue, on deathless glories fix thine ardent view. Still may the painter's and the poet's fire to aid thy pencil and thy verse conspire, and may the charms of each seraphic theme conduct thy footsteps to immortal fame, high to the blissful wonders of the skies, elate thy soul and raise thy wishful eyes, thrice happy when exalted to survey that splendid city crowned with endless day, whose twice six gates on radiant hinges ring, celestial Salem blooms in endless spring. Calm and serene thy moments glide along, and may the muse inspire each future song. Still with the sweets of contemplation blessed, may peace with balmy wings your soul invest. But when these shades of time are chased away, and darkness ends in everlasting day, on what seraphic pinions shall we move, and view the landscapes in the realms above? There shall thy tongue in heavenly murmurs flow, and there my muse with heavenly transport glow. No more to tell of Damon's tender sighs, or rising radiance of Aurora's eyes, for nobler themes demand a nobler strain, and purer language on the ethereal plane. Cease, gentle muse. The solemn gloom of night now seals the fair creation from my sight. The artist of Phyllis Wheatley's portrait shown in this post may have been Scipio Moorhead, a slave to the Moorhead family of Boston, per the margin notes of one of her books. Unfortunately, none of his works have survived, though he was described as having extraordinary genius. I'm Laura Richcreek, and this has been Laura's Voice. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.